السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دار بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept your efforts. May Allah Ta'ala take Marqa Sahaba from strength to strength to defend the integrity of the Sahaba Ikram. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. آمين آمين. To all the wonderful du'as and supplications, جزاك الله خيرا. To our technician, brother Junaid Khan, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Safar, 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter number 52, Surah At-Tur, Mount Sinai, and verses number 44 and 45. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala now speaks about the Day of Justice, the Day of Judgment. Almighty Allah states, وَإِي يَرَوْا, and if, hypothetically, for argument's sake, Yarod, these non-Muslims, mushrikeen, idol worshippers, those who reject the articles of faith of Islam, and those who ascribe, associate somebody, something to him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَإِي يَرَوْا كِسْفًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Kisfan means قِطْعَةٌ عَظِيمًا, a big portion of the sky falling down, saqita. So if they see a big portion of the sky falling down, meaning the punishment is coming from the heavens and the skies upon them, yaqulu, then they will say, sahabum markum, that this is just clouds that are stacked upon one another. Meaning everything, they will try and make some funny, crazy interpretation, like today's politicians. You see, they say they want peace, P-E-A-C-E, but they keep on stealing more and more pieces of land in Palestine. They keep on stealing more and more pieces of the constitution, international law, and so forth and so on. So they speak with a forked tongue, and that is the unique feature of the Jutlas, the Jews. Quran Kareem states, Layyam bi al-sinatihim, they speak with a forked tongue. They won't speak straight. We as Muslims are commanded by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Qulu Qawlan Sadida. We have to speak straightforward, not with words that are double meaning and with a forked tongue and so forth, and say, no, I did not mean that, I meant this, and so forth and so on. So that will be the habit of the non-Muslims and people who really are not interested in the truth. They will always try and make some funny, crazy interpretation. So Almighty Allah addresses him, Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَذَرُهُمْ, you see the fa, the fa there, that means subsequently, consequently, fa'i taqib, hence, therefore, subsequently, فَذَرُهُمْ, hence you leave them, then now don't bother too much about them, حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي فِيهِ يُسْأَقُونَ, till they will meet يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي, the day فِيهِ يُسْأَقُونَ, where they will fall unconscious, where they all will be taken away from this world, and the day of justice is arrived. And that's the day that when Yawm al-Hisab, the day of reckoning, the day of accountability, me and you as Muslims should be reading daily chapter 3, surah 3, surah al-Imran, verse 194. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, do not disgrace us on the day of justice. Because that day, Almighty Allah teaches us, remember, in chapter 22, verse 2, وَتَرَنَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ You will see the people as though as they are drunk and intoxicated. But they are not drunk and intoxicated. But the punishment of Almighty Allah Jalla wala is very, very severe. So ye Almighty Allah, remember the principle and usul of the noble Qur'an. Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Certain verses of the noble Qur'an will elaborate and explain the other verses. Let us do a cross-reference here and see. Chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, the end. And verse number 87. So very easy reference. Chapter 27 and verse 87. وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي السُّورِ And when it will be blown into the trumpet. The famous three angels. Number one, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, the archangel in charge of the revelation and wahi. Mikael alayhi salatu salam, in charge of the wind and the rain and so forth. And then Israfil alayhi salatu salam, who has already taken the trumpet in his mouth. Allah alone knows what his mouth is and so forth. We with our puny little brains cannot even fathom, comprehend and perceive that. And just waiting for the command of Almighty Allah. And when that day appears and occurs, وَيَوْمَ on that day of justice, that day of judgment and reckoning, يُنْفَخُ فِي السُّورِ when it will be blown into the trumpet, فَفَزِعَ So the people will go into a state of panic and they will fall unconscious. And man fi samawati wa man fil ard. Whoever is in the celestial creation, the angels and whoever else, remember that. And they all will collapse and they all will fall unconscious and so forth. Wa man fil ard. And whosoever, remembers on this earth. Illa man sha Allah. Except whom Almighty Allah exempts. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, some prophets, some people and so forth. So وَكُلٌّ أَتَوْهُ دَاخِرِينَ All of them will come to him, Almighty Allah, humiliated, disgraced. Whether they were cremated, whether they drowned, whether they were buried, everyone, human being, animal, the entire creation will come. And that will be the day of justice. We belong, this is chapter 27, verse 87. Remember that we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The mainstream Muslims, all these other side characters who say they are Muslim, we don't consider them to be Muslim. Qadianis, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, they say Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, died a natural death and is buried there in Kashmir, there in Srinagar, in India. And they believe that revelation still continues. So such people are out of the fold of Islam. There's unanimous decision on that. Then you have the Kuffar, Shia, the non-Muslims, remember, they claim they are Muslims, but they cursing, swearing, the Sahaba, the beloved companions, and the greatest companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khomeini, la'anatullahi alayhi, Allah's curse be on him. He says you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. You call such people Muslim? Definitely not. Then you have the Aga Khanis. He's a legislator according to them. So such people are not Muslim first and foremost. Thereafter, we must remember that we, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the mainstream Muslim, we believe in two qiyamahs. What do we mean by that? Man mata, the micro and the macro. Man mata, whosoever passes away. Every day we hearing this person passed away, this person died. So faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. So his or her day of justice has started already. They already transferred to a new realm, and that is the barzakh. That is a new world order for them. New laws will apply. Barzakh means that the interspace, the in-between, from the time of a person's death, right till doomsday, right till the day of justice, right till the day of judgment. So that intervening period, 100 years, 1,000 years, million years, Allah alone knows. So remember that, that is also a qiyamah, but individually the micro. And one will be the macro, where everybody will then be collapsing and so forth and so forth, and everybody will perish. Chapter 28, verse 88, Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everybody, everything shall perish, meaning death will take over everybody, except him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He is the sole exclusive Khalik, creator. And remember that he was, he is, he will always be. Me and you and the entire universe and creation, we are makhluk, we are creation, we have a starting, we have an ending. So therefore, we need to understand that there's two qiyamahs. And one is the micro, the smaller one where we pass away, we die. Allah take us with Iman and Islam. And that should be the final aim and purpose, objective of every Muslim. And one is the day of justice, the day of reckoning, Yawm al-Hisab. Yawm al-Taghabun, Yawm al-Qiyamah, Almighty Allah gave it so many different names to keep us that in on our feet, that we should be wide awake and prepare for that day there. Yawm al-Qiyamah, لِأَنَّ النَّاسَ يَقُومُونَ مِنْ مَقَابِرِهِمْ. The people will stand up from their graves or wherever they are, whether they were cremated or drowned, they will stand up there, remember. يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ, the day of reckoning. يَوْمُ التَّغَابُونَ, when people will see who the real winners are and who the real losers are. So everything clearly enshrined in the noble Quran. So me and you should wake up and now don't waste time. Every day try and prepare for the year after. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, faqihu hadhil ummah, one of the great scholars and muftis of this ummah, when the sun used to set, then his face used to become somber and serious. And then his students asked him, what's wrong, Ustad, O honorable teacher? He said, naqasa fihi ajali, wa lam yazid fihi amali. My lifespan is decreasing every day. And my righteous deeds and good actions are not increasing. Do we ever think like that, O Muslim, O Muslimah? My brother, my sister, so let us think like that. And think like true mu'min and true Muslims. That is what we need to do for the remainder of our life. Wallahu al-muwaffiq ila sawa'i sabil. Allah Jalla wa'ala guide us to the straight path. Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 26th of Safar, 1447 year in South Africa. And in most parts of the world, remember it is today, Thursday, the 27th of Safar, 1447. So remember, in South Africa, this Sunday evening after Maghrib, we should scan the sky. And inshallah, it's 33, 34 hours moon and crescent. So it will be sighted, inshallah. That will usher in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal on Monday, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala. Where today it is the 27th of Safar, you have to scan the sky for the new moon and crescent on Saturday night. And if it is sighted, you know, the Saudis might announce that some moon Sami saw the moon there. You know how crazy they are. Then obviously, like the sheep, the people will just start following and so forth. Today is day number 685, day in Gaza al-Mubarakah, Palestine. And we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally and internationally. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahu Akbar. Three Jutlas, three Jews and Zionists were dispatched to hell yesterday. We make dua that may Almighty Allah decimate them, annihilate them and defeat them and their supporters. The Haaretz newspaper writes of today the headlines. Trump and Netanyahu, both war criminals, they didn't say war criminals, that's from my side, are the biggest obstacles for the ceasefire. Just look at on the ground. Majority of the Israelis want that there must be an immediate ceasefire. Seal the deal. You see that? That is what their slogan is. But this Harami, that is Netanyahu, and his comrades and cronies, Ben Gvir and Smotrich, and all these other characters they got there, a whole lot, the entire cabinet war criminals. And you have Trump that side there. If you look at the news, you will find majority of the American public are now in support of Palestine, and not only Palestine, but the Palestinian state as well. But both of them are haramis, you know. They are going to destroy America and Israel. And our dua supplication is both of them will end up in jail and there will be civil war in Israel and in America. Allahumma shaddid shamlahum, Allahumma dammir diyarahum, Allahumma khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, you decimate them and their countries. Ya Allah, all these people who just want to kill babies, children, innocent people, you decimate them, destroy them and their allies, ya Rabbal Alameen. U.S. sanctions, remember the ICC. Now look at this. America thinks it's a big bully. It can do whatever it wants to. So the ICC and the ICJ and all this here, so they have singled out Israel and said that Israel's prime minister, minister of defense are war criminals. So now United States is sanctioning them. So now saying that, why did you do this? Don't you know that this is our blue-eyed boy, and this is our favorite child, and we say your illegitimate child. They are super terrorists. So the world is seeing who the super terrorists are, America and Israel. And one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So what America did has been condemned by the United Nations, that we are an autonomous body, and we will pass the verdict and judgment, and you don't have to come with your threats and intimidation. So that has been condemned, and it should be condemned by the entire world, the free world, as they call themselves. Then he, Gideon Levy, writes in the Haaretz newspaper, the way Ben Gvir, that is the minister of security, we should call him the terrorist there in, you remember, and the racist, the way he spoke to Marwan Barghouti in his cell there in Israel, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler was right, you know. So today we need more guys like Putin to put America and Israel in their place. So he said, Gideon Levy, the way he, Ben Gvir, the Harami, the terrorist, spoke to Marwan Barghouti, is like a master speaking to his slave, you must remember. Now Israel is calling up 60,000 reservists, and they are going to be expected to come for duty so they can take over the whole Gaza. It already started. They're on the periphery and on the borders of Gaza. Please come, please come. Inshallah, Hamas will finish you up. Already 100,000 they finished up, plus minus 20,000 they dispatched to hell. That is your newspaper, more than 10,000, and you know you always underwrite things. And thereafter, that they said 80,000 are injured, and they, I add the sentence, they in transit, you must remember that, straight to hell. So a khuya jwat is a dwaya jwat. A good Jew is a dead Jew, harami. See how Trump, you know Trump's history. Trump went bankrupt 5 or 6 times. Trump did not go to the army. Trump, you must remember that what he did, even his university exams, he tried and cooked it up and so forth. Even he's a rapist. You must remember, he deflowered that girl at the age of 13 and said, you must thank your lucky stars that I deflowered you and not some 14-year-old idiot and so forth. You see that? A proper rapist, a proper pedophile, and a proper, you must remember, narcissist and the egoist. The worst president in the history of America, that is Donald Duck Trump. So now they are redrawing the map of Texas. Why? So in that way there, they'll get 5 extra seats for the midterm elections next year. So they're preparing for next year. But if you look at it in another way, you must remember that who You see, these are areas that have a big black population. And the black population, their majority of them in America vote for Democrats. So they want to break that. So that is what Trump and his party and them are, white supremacists and terrorists and so forth. And anti-black. You black guys there, non-whites there in America, better wake up, remember that. And you need to teach these Republicans a big lesson. You see, yesterday, Vance and all these haramis, they went to visit the troops and they were heckled and so forth. Their own troops and their own people are laughing at them. You are the jokers in the pack and so forth. The American public is demanding from you, the Republican Party, and from you, Trump and the whole haramis, when are you going to release the files regarding Epstein? All of them, the thousands and thousands of pages. We want to see what you did the Trump. Little but we know. We want to see what you did there, Clinton. We want to see what you did there, Prince Andrew. We want to see what you did there, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. So each one of them must be named, shamed, and nailed, remember. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor to whomsoever He wishes. Allah does graces whoever He wishes. Can you tell me this Trump and Netanyahu and MBS and Clinton are honorable people? Almighty Allah has passed the verdict regarding them already. Chapter 22, verse number 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates and disgraces, there's none to give them honor. So that is where we are. Trump says another black lady, her name is Lisa Cook. So now Trump says you must resign immediately. She belongs, you must remember, to who? To, you know, where they have the treasury and so forth. He's one side after the chief de Paul. He told him, you're good for nothing. You're not cutting the interest rates. Now he's after this lady as well and say you're good for nothing also. That is Trump, you must remember. You must just praise him and play to his tune, then you're a good guy. If you speak the truth, then he will try and maneuver you out, and he will manipulate and he will do things against you, remember that. But Allah ki lati be awaz hai, the stick of Allah does not make a noise. That's in Urdu. You see, Urdu language. Urdu, Hindi, very similar. Northern Carolina braces itself for Hurricane Irene. Allahumma azibhum azaban shadida. Ya Allah, decimate America and destroy them. Allahumma arsil alayhim rihan sarsara. Allahumma gharriqhum wa dammirhum ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, how many Muslims they have murdered, babies, children. What they did in Afghanistan and Iraq. What they are doing today in Palestine, in Gaza and the West Bank. Ya Allah, send more punishment against them. Ukraine security without Russia is a waste of time. That's what Lavrov says, the foreign minister of Russia. So you're just wasting time. You see, Putin, he has so much say over Trump. Trump is dead scared to make statements. He says if Putin does not come on board, there'll be rough treatment. Putin told him, you go to hell. You don't think we are your fiefdom or your slaves. We are an independent country, the Russian Federation, and we will take our own decisions. You don't come and dictate us and tell us what to do. So that is what we need, proper leaders who can speak to the West, speak to America, and tell them, go to hell. So one side you got Russia, one side you got China, then India is coming on board, and you got South Africa as passengers there. You know, in a soccer team, you have a reserve. So South Africa are just like reserves, you know, passengers in the team. And then you got Brazil there and so forth. So BRICS can be very, very powerful, remember that. So that is what is happening now. And America is losing its clout. China is buying most of the Russian oil, but Trump cannot impose upon them 50%, 75%, 80% as he wants to do with India. Why? He knows China is very powerful nowadays. If they say 100% taxes and tariffs, then China will do the same. And India also needs to wake up. and show them that we will take our action against you. But you know, these people also have their own agendas. All of you throughout the world, whether you're in America, Europe, Asia, Africa, wherever you are, you don't have to go through any agent now for Umrah. You just go to the Nusuk app, and that is the Nusuk Umrah. It has been launched, no intermediaries, no agents. So you just see which package you like, and you deal direct with the Saudis. We know how crooked they are, the Najdis. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for the Najdis. Authentic hadith, Najd means the place there next to Riyadh and all those areas there. So we know that they just want to make money. They got nothing to do with Umrah and Hajj as far as Ibadat goes and so forth. For them, it's a milking cow. You can't go for pilgrimage anywhere in the world besides Makkah Mukarramah, and you want to go to Medina Munawwara, obviously. So they have made this their milking cow, but Almighty Allah will decimate them. Huge floods in Karachi. You know, when you look at it, Mohana Salim Karim, I don't know if you saw the visuals coming through. So you'll see there in Jamia bin Nuriya, the students helping people, putting their own lives at risk. And other parts of Karachi, the madrasas and the Starul Ulooms, the students helping the public, saving their lives and putting their own lives at risk and so forth. The Pakistani media also had to salute our madrasa students and Darul Uloom students in Karachi. Plus minus 15 people, remember, passed away, became shuhada and martyrs. Pakistan is going through difficult times. Remember, I told you that. The Minister of Interior there is Mohsin Naqvi, Pakka Shia. Listen to how much influence they got. So that masjid that was there 30, 40, 50 years, whatever it is, so that masjid they demolished. Why? Because they built an Imam Bara. Not far from there, the Shia place of worship, so they don't want the masjid there. So therefore he, Mohsin Naqvi, said, people in Islamabad and Pindi, meaning Rawalpindi, will say Khomeini, Khomeini, Khomeini. So see how strong they are becoming. O Sunnis, O Ahlul Sunnah in Pakistan and other parts of the world, wake up. And all these scholars for dollars who are sitting on the fence, they can't even say publicly. There's no shortage of them here in South Africa as well. I call them Munafiqeen, majority of them, so that they are the scholars for dollars. And they are the one who sit on the fence and cannot say publicly, tomorrow is Jumwa, is my challenge. Say, Shias are kuffar. I want to see how many of you can do that. So you must remember that when you sit on the fence, you are guilty of committing a major, major offense. So China to increase its relationship and ties with the Taliban in Afghanistan. So that's very good. So Taliban must forge more and more ties with such people, with Russia, with who, and tell Iran and all that, go to hell, you must remember that. And Italy, the coaches are saying, suspend Israel from the World Cup and from the FIFA and from UEFA. So remember that all the soccer bodies that are international and so forth, so kick them out and expel them and suspend them. We agree 100%. They should be expelled from the United Nations as well. Now we come into our South African news. So remember that Minister of Tourism, another passenger, Dalal, she dissolves the South African Tourism Board. What good were they? You must remember that. Zuma, President Jacob Zuma, is taking a tour of Africa and certain countries, so with the MK party, you know, and he's going to tell the world and Africa that the ANC are sellouts and taking South Africa towards disaster. So that is Zuma's message. 47%, can you blame him? Look at ANC's policies, big conference, national dialogue, just wasting our time and our money. 47% of the youth in South Africa are unemployed. And the women who are working, listen carefully, the women who are working in South Africa, 50% of them are using their money at the casinos and gambling and so forth. So imagine what a disaster that is for them and their families. But that is what you have done. You put poison in front of them. When they take the poison, then you say, who, what happened? And so forth. So inshallah, today, remember, between 11 and 12, we had an interesting topic, that huququl zawjain, the rights of husband, wife, for one another, and so forth. So that will be the discussion with Mo Zahid and myself. Last night I was there by Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, Hafidhullah. Hazrat is leaving for overseas today. So for a few days, so make dua Allah Ta'ala take Hazrat Mufti Sahib safe and sound and bring him back with siha, afiya and protection. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Jee Mo Salim, we have 12 minutes, so let's fire up with the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, I have received a proposal from a boy who works in a bank. Should I accept a proposal in this situation?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whenever we want to discuss any topic, our first point of reference must be the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, glorious Quran. And second point of reference must be the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me just give you one Quranic verse and one Sunnah, one Hadith of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then you will see what Islam is telling you. So Quran teaches us in chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279, that interest, riba, usury, sud, viaj, call it whatever you want to, is absolutely, totally haram. Okay, unlawful. And then Allah teaches us, chapter 2, verse 279, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you don't abstain, refrain from giving, taking, witnessing, being the contracting party in that deal and transaction of interest, then فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, you don't want to abstain and refrain, then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the only place in the entire Quran Sharif, 114 chapters, and remember that 6,236 verses, Allah mentioned such a strong warning against the people who are engrossed and engaged and busy and involved in interest-related transactions. Allah protect us. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, open Bulughul Maram, wonderful book written by Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah, Bulughul Maram. In there he mentions, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ar-riba, interest, usury, viaj, sud, isnani wa sab'una baba, has more than 72 categories, 72 is mentioned here. So it means there are many, many branches of it. Wa adnahu, the minimum branch and rank of it is what? أَيَّنْكِحَ الرَّجُلُ أُمَّهُ, a person committing adultery with his own biological mother. Who can do that besides a Satan and Lucifer and their children and so forth? So that is what riba does. Now you got a proposal from a guy working in ABC XYZ Bank. You like him, does that, but the income is tainted, and that you will be sharing as his wife, then your children will be sharing. You see the real ramifications and consequences. My advice to you, you're asking me, just don't even consider it. It's a non-starter, it's a non-brainer.
Mufti Sahib, does a mother-in-law have a right to go through her daughter-in-law's cupboards when she is not at home?
Remember that mother-in-law has a big nose, poking her ugly nose there in the underwear and all that of a daughter-in-law. Ma, you should be ashamed of yourself, remember that. You don't even have right to enter her room without a permission, let alone going through her cupboards and underwear and what perfume she uses and so forth. Absolutely haram it is. Love and let love. Therefore, people didn't like it, but now they're agreeing, most of them. That I said this 10, 15 years ago, in this day and this age, remember, it's best you tell your daughter-in-law and your son, you love separate, because you, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, you're going to, both parties are to blame, not one. So that either the mother-in-law is upside down, or either the daughter-in-law is upside down, or both are upside down. I don't say in all cases, But I'll say in most cases, remember that. So the other love separate, and then there will be more love and respect between you. Because you woman, once you start fighting, then remember you will press the, then the whole history, geography, everything will come out. You know, so that is how women's behavior and tabiat, their natural disposition is.
Mufti Sahab, does a father has a right to set to tell his son to divorce his wife because of her immoral habits?
If the father tells his son that you must divorce your wife, then we have to see. We can't pass a blanket judgment if it is just based on jealousy or because she doesn't speak the same language like the father-in-law, or because she is very rich or so and so forth, then you don't have to listen to your father. And there's no other real Islamic problem. La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'siyatil khaliq. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Ibn Majah. There's no obedience to any creation when it leads to a sin against the Creator. But if there is proof that this daughter-in-law, that she's moving around with a bikini and stickini, when she goes to the mall, she meets Paul, and she wears a mini skirt and so forth and so on, and you explain to her that this is immoral, immodest, but she's too arrogant and proud and haughty, and then the father tells the son, it's best that you divorce her, then he should listen. You know, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam came, Hadith Bukhari Sharif and so forth. So remember that. And then when he came there, then when Nabi Ismail alayhi salam's house, so then he, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, asked, where's Ismail? So Nabi Ismail, he didn't say, I'm my son. Then she said, he's gone, and we're living very tough life here, and there's hardly any food and so forth, complaining, everything. So he told her, father-in-law told her daughter-in-law, you must tell your husband, he must change the frame of his door. You see, so there. So he went away, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Nabi Ismail alayhi salam came back. Wife said that some pious person came, nice big beard, and he said this. He understood that this is a message from my father, that this lady is forever nashukri, ungrateful, unthankful, so therefore he divorced her. Then he married another lady, and then again Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam came to visit Zabihullah Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, and he again wasn't there. So how's everything, you, your husband, all? He didn't say, I'm the father-in-law and I'm the father of Ismail alayhi salam. Said, Alhamdulillah, we are here in Makkah, we are thanking Allah, we're making ibadat and so forth. And wonderful, she said, they tell him, he must keep this frame and he must do that, you see. So keep you, and you are a very good lady, and he's a Nabi also. So in that way there, or is destined to become a Nabi. So in that way there, so we must take heed. But it must not be done based on prejudice and injustice. When there is legitimate and valid reasons, then only you listen to your father or mother for that instance.
My daughter is married and wants to live on her own due to the mother-in-law being nasty. The mother-in-law does not want her son to move on his own. She cries and creates drama. What should we do?
The mother-in-law, obviously we answer the questions as the questions are posed. The mother-in-law in this instance is a drama queen. You see that? She just wants attention and so forth and so on. So nobody is saying you must go 100 miles and 100 kilometers away. That you stay in the same place, same town, same city, same township and so forth. You, the son, every day go visit your father, mother, kiss their hands and so forth. But don't drag your wife every day there and so forth. Give everybody their space. So yes, the wife is there, the daughter-in-law is 100% entitled to her own place. Whether it's a flat, whether it's a granny flat, whether it's an outbuilding, or whether it's a beautiful house, palatial home. So whatever you can afford, you must remember. And mother's just being the drama queen. She's putting on big, big crocodile tears. You must remember that. In that case, you don't have to listen to her, brother.
Mufti Sahab, I want to become a nurse. Is it a good profession to be in?
not a good profession. You will have to touch so many people, men, women, and then you will have to see them naked. You yourself will have to wear a dress code, and you yourself will have to must salat, and so many other things you must do. All these type of things you want to do, you must do private yourself. You don't have to be linked. I told you in my family 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So now in this month of August it happened, you must remember that. My brother Ahmed Rashid, he passes away 2013. Other brother Abdul Ghaffar, he passed away 2002. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. So Ahmed Rashid's grandson, his daughter's son, you see, Mahmoud, his Hafiz, his Maulana, mashallah. So his wife, she gave birth to the third baby now. So first Umayma, then Muhammad, and now Ahmed came. They named after my brother, right? So after his grandfather. So now, no hospital, no doctor, no nothing. So you got the midwife, she came home, and mashallah, she did everything and so forth. So you, my sister, why you don't do that? You must do things that way you can be independent. And in that independence, you are not violating the laws of the Sharia and so forth. We are not people that will just follow like sheep, follow the Pied Piper. Nay! Always maintain your independence. Always say, yes, we are weak, but inshallah, we will try to do everything according to the Sharia. Alayna an nu'athir wa la nata'athir. We have to influence the lives of people, not them come to influence our lives. So that is what will happen with you. Why you don't learn midwifery? Why you don't learn all these things here? You can become an asset to this ummah and so forth. People are fed up with all the hospitals and that. You look at their bill and you got medical aid, they make you a milking cow. You know, most of them, that's how they are. The quacks are not interested, remember, in your health. They're interested in how much money they can make because of you. Last question.
Mushita, what dua can I read to have a good proposal?
MashaAllah, you want good proposal, you want pious children, read this beautiful, wonderful dua mentioned there in the ending of the first quarter of the 19th Supara, 19 Juz, chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 74, and never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, after Maghrib, after Isha. Allah give tawfiq, you wake up early, in the early part of the morning, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. You read 2 rakat salat, 2 units of prayer, and in your salat, in sajda, or you raise your hands, or you go into sujood, and you read and abundantly, Surah 25, verse 74, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurri. Oh Allah, grant us our spouses. The lady, then it means a male. Female, male, it means a female. Ya Allah, grant us our spouses and such children and progeny that are the coolness of the eyes. You married for 20, 30, 40 years and you look at your wife. You still love her. Oh, my poppy, come here. Let me touch you. Let me embrace you. And she looks at the husband. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. In the starting, it is the love, and in the ending, twilight of your life. Now you married 30, 40, 50 years. It is the mercy and compassion that overtakes you. What sacrifices she made. And she will say, what sacrifices my husband made. That is our Islam. We have the best. We must share it with the rest. Allah give tawfiq. Tonight, read abundant durood sharif salawat upon Nabi al-Ummiyi, Sayyid al-Awwaleen wal-Akhirin, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read Surah Kahf. Allah will bless you with nur, radiance and effulgence. Ameen. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.